everything. We don't understand everything, but he knows everything. Praise the Lord. So we give him all the praise and the glory. Hallelujah. We give him all the praise. This morning I want to thank the Lord, first of all, for being here. I thank him for proving himself to me that he's who he said he is. I sit here this morning and I just want to just be, you know, I was thinking about Brother John need to sing and she need to sing and that one need to sing. I said, Lord, I'm going crazy up here. Amen. But, you know, it's just simply time to praise the Lord. Amen. Simply time to praise the Lord. I know y'all got your hams cooking and your potato salad waiting. And everybody, so I want to bring your minds on in here now. Because the Lord is trying to tell us something here now. We want to put him first above the ham and potato salad. Praying your pumpkin pie. No, they don't have pumpkin pie today, do they? Or whatever you have. Amen. I know God is good. And we think about, and just think about, you know, many, many countries and many people today, they don't have nothing to eat today. So you got something to praise God about. People eat. And you eating, I mean, I know most of us are blessed. You say, yep, no, you blessed, honey. I say, no, you blessed. Amen, we're all blessed. Praise the Lord. There are people that don't have a hospital to go to. You know, we're trying to send things over. And simple diseases like I was just floored. A simple disease like pneumonia and things that we have overcome and things. Praise the Lord. People dying with it. I mean, just like flies. So I thank God for America. And then you talking about America. Yeah, we in a bad shape, but yet still God's eyes is upon America. God loves America for some reason. He loves her. And so I'm just going to love too. Praise the Lord. Thank God. I pray for our president. That bless. Don't talk about him. Pray for him. And you know, your talking about him ain't going to change it. But if you pray for him and his family, prayer changes things. You hear what she said? Prayer changes things. Prayer changes things. Praise the Lord. You know, I know prayer, God heals us for little bitty things. This morning, I had walked in the house and I had bought some stamps, you know, out of the machine. It had 10 on that thing, forever stamped, them ugly things. But they had 10 up on the page. I went to the, you know, thing and got them out. And it was on a piece of paper. So, you know, y'all ain't here yet. I know y'all don't know what I'm talking about, you young folks. So I laid the stamps down. I don't know where I put them. And they're on paper. You know, they're on paper. And so I need to mail them something I need to mail. And I put it and I said, I just stopped in the garage. God cares about us. He cares about us. Stamp, he cares. I say, God cares about us. He cares. I raised my hands. I said, Lord, you know me. You know where I am. I said, please. I looked in the garbage can. And they wondered, what's she going out there for? Honey, why you keep walking? Looking for my stamp. Y'all don't know what I'm talking about. Live on, you get there. I lift up my hands. I said, Lord, you know me. Will you please show me what I did with them stamps? I came up in the kitchen and looked on the table, and they was in the napkin holder. Now, that may not mean nothing to nobody in here. But I say, Lord, you know you something. You love me down to a stamp. So I know if you hear me about where I put my stamp, he going to hear you if you got a need. Hallelujah. Let's go to John 11, please. We studied John 10 at Bible class. But John 11 going to bless us today. Father, thank you. Oh, Lord, I got to have those notes because I'm telling you. I told the saints I've really been studying this. Now, a certain man was sick. Get ready to help me turn because I think I lost some of my notes. But sister, y'all get ready, you people that got Bibles, to turn to the scriptures. Now, a certain man was sick named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. It was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore his sister sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. When Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. When he had heard, therefore, that he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. Then after that saith he to his disciples, let us go into Judea again. His disciples say unto him, Master, the Jews of late sought to stone you, and you going there again otherwise? Jesus said, are there not yet 12 hours in the day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of this world. But if a man walk in the night, he stumbleth, because there is no light in him. These things said he, and after that he said unto them, our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go that I may wake him out of his sleep. Then said his disciples, Lord, if he sleep, he doing well. Howbeit Jesus spake of his death, but they thought that he had spoken of taking of rest in sleep. Then said Jesus unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead. And I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, to the intent ye may believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him. Be a little patient. I'm going to read. Then said Thomas, which is called Didymus, unto his fellow disciples, let us go also, that we may die with him. Then when Jesus came, he found that he had laid in the grave 4 days already. Now Bethany was nigh unto Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs, about a mile, almost 2 miles. And many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him, but Mary sat still in the house. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou had been here, my brother wouldn't have died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it to you. Jesus said unto her, thy brother shall rise again. And Martha said, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection. You looking at the last day. And the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? She said unto him, yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. And when she had so said, she went away and called Mary, her sister, secretly, saying, the Master is come and calleth for thee. As soon as she heard that, she arose quickly and came unto him. Now Jesus was not yet come into the town, but he was in that place where Martha met him. And the Jews that was in her house, and their comfort, when they saw that Mary rose quickly, say quickly, and went out following her, saying, she goeth unto his grave to weep. Father, I thank you for this. I've read this many times, Father, many times. But today it's needed. Because today we heard a testimony. And I know this is you. That this word is you. Because, Lord, you love us down to whatever we need. Lord, you love us beyond what we think. We can't, our minds don't wrap around just how you do love us. But as humans, we come and we give you our best in Jesus' name. Now, this is the story of Mary and Martha, a very familiar story. And I've been wanting to get up here. I done preached this all the week, believe me. I preached it last week, too. When they called for Jesus to come, hallelujah, by him waiting the 4 days was to their advantage in a way. Because, listen, many of y'all know this. Most Jewish people and most of the people that day felt that in 3 days your spirit is there. And so that it's not that they ain't never heard of people being raised, because Jesus raised Lazarus, Jairus' daughter. Jesus raised the widow of Nain. But they hadn't been dead 4 days. Because after 4 days, you begin to set up something in your body where you got, you know, you ain't got no body there. It's just decomposed. And so Jesus waited there to the 4th day. Now I want you to note, something I want us to think about. When Martha came to Jesus, she didn't have the same response. She said the same thing, but she didn't have the same response. And so when she came, she said, Lord, if you've been here, my brother wouldn't have died. And he said, you know, then he told her, and then he told her about, I'm the resurrection. He told her, but she had 3 things now that she believed. She believed that he was the Son of God. And she believed that he was the one to come. And she believed in Christ. She had three things she believed. I'm going back up to that Bible because you can't miss this. Woo, you can't miss this. But I want to show you something. These are two women that Jesus loved. Praise the Lord. Two women. Mary and Martha, and he loved Lazarus. He loved them. He loves you. He loves me. He loves me. And when I seen this, I said, Lord, have mercy. I'm going to tell you, hallelujah, this is wonderful. What's the matter, David? Well, you hold on. I'm going to get there. And he told her that her brother should rise again. Amen. Then, but he said in 25, I am the resurrection. I am what you need. I am all that you need. And the life, he that believeth in me, though he was living, he shall die. Now, the only thing man is afraid of, I don't care what you say, you can sit up here and talk about it. Most people are afraid of death. Because death is something people have to overcome. But Jesus took the pains of death. Death was horrible. Before Jesus came, death was terrible. You know, you come in scary. And most kids, when you grow up, you know, you get scared of the boogeyman and all this kind of stuff. But you know, he said, I'm the red. Then she said, yea, Lord. What I'm going to tell you. She said, thou art the Christ, number 27. You're the Son of God. And you're the one that which should come from Isaiah. I read the prophets. And you are the one. I believe. And that's good. See, it's good. Some people believe that's good what they believe. Hallelujah. But let me show you now. She got her sister Mary. She said, Lord, calling for you, Lord. And Jesus was just about in the same spot that he was when he met Martha. And the Jews that were there, number 31, with her in the house, they came to comfort her when they saw that she got up quickly. I mean, when she heard him say, Mary, Mary, when she said, when Martha told her, say, Jesus called for you, the Bible say she got up quickly. Yeah. I mean, she got up quickly. Now listen. Then when Mary was come where Jesus was, she saw him. And she did what she always did. She fell at his feet. That's the difference. Yeah. You got to get at his feet. Yeah. You can be Martha, praise the Lord, a good Christian. She was good. Oh, yes, she was a good servant. She, hallelujah, she was good for poor people coming in, and she served them and all this kind of, but Mary did what Mary always did. Mary fell at his feet. Martha didn't fall at his feet, but Mary fell at his feet. And I said, Lord, let me be Mary. Let me be a Mary. Hallelujah, it's good. We got enough Marthas. I want to be Mary. Praise, because that's where you want to find deep things of God. That's where you want to find other things of God. Yeah. At his feet. She fell at his feet. When he came, remember when he came to visit him? Where was she at? At his feet. Now look now. Now look. Watch it now. When he saw Mary. Let me read it because y'all going to think I'm making up something. Let me read this thing, girl. It's good. Hallelujah. And the Bible say, 33, when Jesus therefore saw her weeping. Martha was weeping too. Hello. But when he saw Mary weeping, after she had sat at his feet many times, that's what she always was, at his feet. The Bible says, read it. He groaned. He felt it in his spirit. And he was troubled. He groaned. He felt the hurt. He felt the pain. Now Martha was there too. She said the same thing. But she went into a little more elaboration than Mary did. All Mary said was, if you'd have been here, my brother wouldn't have died. Now she don't say nothing else. If you ever read this chapter, Mary don't say nothing else. Mary listening. Because Mary has sat at his feet. She don't know what he might be capable of doing. But she know if anything was a miracle, he could do it. I say he could do it. Hallelujah. And so he saw Mary weeping. In the Bible say, and the people that were with her. Oh my God, he wept. Jesus wept. Jesus was touched. Let me read you Hebrews. Let's go to Hebrews. Hebrews, where did I put that scripture? Hebrews 4:15. Thank you, Holy Spirit. 4:15. Hallelujah, Jesus. For we have an high priest. That touched with our feelings. If this word is kind of, you know. But we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings, say feelings, of our infirmities. But in all points tempted as we were, yet without sin. Not only do Jesus sense He feels what you feel. Now, when I found that out, woo, that did me some good. No matter how you are, where you are, he feels your infirmity. The saints, you don't know what you got in Jesus. My God, saints, when you decided to serve the Lord, you don't know what you did. You decided to serve someone who cares about your very being. When Walter stood up to testify, Jesus felt what he felt. He didn't just speak it. Jesus felt it. Jesus feels our infirmities. Jesus feels our infirmities. That's wonderful. So when people go to the hospital, especially God's folk, God is touched. And sometimes you go through things and, Lord, I don't know what I'm going to do, and you act like ain't nobody around. Everything you go through, he's standing right there saying, hey, I'm going to help you. And you say, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm here. Here I am. Here I am to help you. Hello, I'm trying to feel good. And when he gave me them stamps, girl, I said, oh, my God. God, you care about some stamps. You care about me as a person. I can't even say it. Oh, I just can't say it. God cares about you. He cares. I mean, read down what you don't understand. And he went to Jerusalem in the 14th chapter, I think, of John. And the same word wept. It's also in this scripture. And he wept over Jerusalem. And he told Jerusalem, oh, if you could just see. If you could just understand. If you could just understand. We've got to read that too. Oh, Lord, help me. Say, help me, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to go to Luke 19. Luke 19. 19, I want to start with the 41st verse. Ooh. Oh my God. This is resurrection day. I want you to leave out here to know who resurrected from you. He ain't just somebody that people them little, you know, cute little men with blue eyes. I say, blue eyes, come on. I don't like people playing Jesus. Because he ain't have no blue eyes. He was a Jew. But they got these little faggot looking men, you know. Oh, let's. I said, Lord, I can't look at this stuff because that ain't none of Jesus. And that's not you. That's not the Jesus that I think you are, like I'm seeing him. But in my spirit. But when he was gone near, he beheld the city and wept over it. He wept over Jerusalem. He said, if thou had known at least in this day, the things which belong unto thy peace, but now they are hid from thine eyes. For the day shall come upon thee that thine enemies shall cast a trench about you and compass thee about and keep thee on every side and shall lay thee even to the ground and thy children within thee. And they shall not leave into thee one stone upon the other because thou knewest not the time of thy visitation. He looked ahead 38 to 40 years and saw Titus, hallelujah, in AD 70 when he came in and ravished the city of Jerusalem and just killed, I mean, women, children. He went, took horses and went up into the temple. He desecrated things, tore down things, spit on things. He didn't care. Praise. And Jesus saw it. He said, oh, if you would just come, listen, the devil got some plan for your life. Praise the Lord. If you don't come on, praise the Lord, and hear the Lord speak to you. And when he sit up in there with the church, when you go to church, and you don't hear the pastor say, come. Pray, if you don't hear the Holy Ghost say, come. Up the road, you will come into what has been planned for you. So the devil got some plan for you too. And the Lord has a better plan. Ah, yes. You know, Jerusalem was still there. I mean, he died on the cross, but Jerusalem was still acting crazy. So it took 40 years up the road. You know, they forget. You know, and we forget. Sometimes we forget the goodness of God. We forget the goodness of God. But you can decide this day, I'm going to walk with you. You can decide this day, I don't care if I'm 15. Praise God, I'm going to walk with you. I'm telling you, time is running out, children of God. It's running out. Praise God, it's running out for America. People been having dreams and visions and trying to warn America. Oh, my God. But you know, it just as sure as you're sitting there, one day we're going to have to pay. We're going to have to pay. We're going to have to pay this mess we done done. All that we did. He's weighing it. We are in the balance. We are in the balance. And it's tipping the wrong way. But it's God, your prayers. Sometimes you think, you know, I ain't going to prayer. Prayer changes things. You think prayer, you be saying prayer changes things, but prayer do change things. God hears us when we pray. And he writes it down. He keeps perfect record of every word that you, and I said, Lord, help me to pray enough. Because he said man should pray without ceasing. I don't know about you, but I'm in my car. I'm always talking. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking. And the Lord said, well, you be praying. I said, yeah, Lord, I hope you hear it all. Because, you know, even though I spend some time in the morning with the Lord, you know, special time that I'm used to. Praise the Lord. But then all through the day, I don't just wait till then. I don't know. Through the day, I'm talking to him. Because I need him every day. You need him every day. Right? Can't none of us live without him. I said, you can't live without him. Quit trying to live without the Lord. You can't live without it. And one day payday will come. It came for the Jews. You know, I tried to look at that movie too. Where that child at? I can't hang it. I just can't hang it. But I think Mel Gibson got closer than anybody that ever did it. And then he's still a devil. How could he do that and not, you know, be moved? And they told me that even miracles was happening up on that set when that man was doing that movie. There was miracles happening on that set. God backing it up. But as sure as you're born and you sit here today, he came. He was crucified. He died on Mount Calvary. There was two thieves on each side. One on each side, y'all remember? And when Mel Gibson put him up there, I did see that part, but I was like her. I was skipping over and skipping. Oh, Lord, I can't look at this. But in his agony, he said, today, you're going to be with me in paradise. And I saw when they broke them, oh, they had it on their brother. When they broke them men's knees, I mean, they, oh, goodness gracious. It was terrible. But I said, Lord, thank you for that brother. He at least had some sense. Praise the Lord. But you know, the Bible says the day you hear his voice. But it takes God. I pray for you young people, old people, middle-sized people. Because there is a day of reckoning. And you can see the kind of priest we got. He loves us so much. He goes through you and your stuff. And you know, and you say, no, I'm too young. I'm waiting till I go to this. And wait till I do this. I've had people to say, wait till I stop doing this. I say, well, you will have a list. And that devil will keep you out with that list. You better put that list down. Your soul is at stake. People say, well, hell is here. The devil told you that. He told you that. And when you get to hell, he's going to tell you, you believe what I said, you crazy nut. They tell me that people have died and went to hell. I told God, I said, Lord, I'm just not that brave. I don't want to visit hell under no circumstances. No circumstances. But Sister Baxter, and I believe that she had this experience. Some people, but this girl said she went to hell. And she saw all these singers y'all listen to. They're in hell singing. And they're saying, tell them don't go. Tell them don't come here. Somehow they know they can't go back to earth. They know But they said, the ones that I've read the testimony, they're saying, don't come here. This ain't nowhere to be. There was a time when Jonathan Edwards preached. Y'all know, y'all never heard of him. He was a man of God to preach back under there. I'm praying for the anointing to help God's people. Because without the anointing, without a move of God, without something from my heart, praise the Lord, because I'm going to tell you, praise the Lord, I want to see people saved. Because, you know, hell ain't nowhere to be. And forever is too long. Jesus loves us. You can see how much you can say, well, no. What he paid and what he gave, God ain't going to have no trouble telling you out of here. He ain't going to have no trouble with it because of what Jesus did. And he was a man. Yeah, but he was God. He was a man. He was a God man. The Bible says he was touched with our infirmities. He ate. He got hungry. He said, come and rest. Didn't he say, come and rest a while? Well, then, you know, God ain't got to rest no time. God ain't got to rest. He don't get tired. But he rested. He wept. He was a man. We may not understand it all, but I sure believe he was a man. I believe he was a God man. I do. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He's touched with our infirmities. I say he's touched with our infirmities. He's touched. Don't you think, you know, nobody cares. You know, your parents may, you may say, well, they don't care. But Jesus cares. He cares. So meet him. You meet him, you can have a friend. You know, you can have a friend. You can go in your room and there's a thing about it. He ain't never busy. You can call him anytime. I don't care what time of night. Oh, my God. One lady said, you know, I'd hate to just keep calling him so much. Don't be foolish. Don't be foolish. Here I am again, and I'll be here again and again and again and again and again and again. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. So Jesus, when Mary came, she was there where she always been at his feet. Said unto him, Lord, if thou had been here, my brother had died. Now that is all you read that Mary said. That's all she said. Martha did all the talking. When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, the Jews also weeping, which came, he groaned. And the Bible said, he said, where have you laid him? They said unto him, Lord, come and see. And the Bible says, the shortest verse in the Bible, Jesus wept. Then said the Jews, ooh, he really loved him. See how he loved him? In my word, behold, he loved him. And some of them said, could not this man which opened the eyes of the blind have caused that even this man should have died? Jesus, therefore, again groaning in himself, came to the grave. It was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. And the Romans put you in the grave and put a stone on it. You wouldn't come because that stone weighed, they say, about 2 tons. It would take about 20 men to move it. But the angel, by hallelujah. Yeah. The Bible say God sent an angel, and he rolled the stone. Ain't nothing too heavy for God. Now, it ain't none of your problem too heavy for God. Ain't nothing you go through too heavy for God. Ain't nothing too heavy for him. He sent an angel, and the Bible say the angel rolled the stone away. And the Bible says, he said, take away the stone. I'm going to be hitting myself. But they say, well, he'd been here 4 days. Notice that what she said. Martha said it, not Mary. Martha. Martha, the sister of him, was dead, said unto him, Lord, by this time he's thinking. For he had 4 days. Now, here's what about Martha that I don't quite understand. She said, you know, sometimes people talk so much, they talk too much. They talk too much, and God understands it, don't he? He understands our talk. Because over here she said, she said, number 22, my brother dead, Lord. But I know that even now, whatsoever you ask God, he'll do it. Now, what was that about? You know what I'm saying? It was like I was thinking, oh, she got a little faith here. You know, oh, man, she believed God can, Jesus can do something. She just talking. She's just talking. Because then she said over here, you roll that stone, but he's thinking. I mean, if you'd have been here maybe 2 days ago, maybe something like that. But now this man is done started deteriorating. He ain't got nowhere for you to call nothing back to. Oh, she's thinking all kind of stuff up in her mind. I said, she was thinking all kind of stuff up in her mind. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But did Jesus tell, I don't want to say that. Let me tell you. He said, take away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said unto her, no, he stinks. He said, didn't I tell you, Martha? I'm putting that in there. Didn't I say that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God? Then they took away the stone. Y'all know the story. From the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you. Now, here's something I had to go over to. I thank you that you heard me. And I knew that you always heard me. But because of the people who stand by, I said what I said over here. Say I not unto you that you should, if you believe, you should see the glory of God. If you just would believe. Amen. Because he just never lost words. He never just put words just to be talking. That you may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he thus said, he spoke with a loud voice and said, Lazarus, come forth. And you know everybody preach on that, and it's the truth. If he had just said, come forth, everything in the grave would have got up. We talking about a God. We talking about a Savior. We talking about a man named Jesus who came to earth to fulfill the promise and the prophets. We see him as a man. In the garden, he was a man. For a man said, if this be possible, I want to find another way, Lord. I know what I got to do. But I understand the stench of being naked on it. I'm going to be naked. I'm going to be up there naked. And I know I got to be beat. It's in the prophets. I know what I got to go through. David said, they saw his bones. I stared at my bones in the 22nd chapter. So he knew that he would be beat down to the bone. We don't understand it. Mel Gibson got to it a little bit, and he had him looking terrible up on that cross. And it's the truth. You stick thorns down in people's head, pull their beard off, they looking horrible. I don't want to see nobody else do nothing to that. I'll just imagine and leave it alone. Because I don't think nobody knew what he went through. I don't think nobody knows. But we know enough to know that he loved us. And when he saved our wretched souls, we know enough. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So he did all of that. Praise the Lord. So that we could be saved. He looked and saw me and you and you and you. And you telling me that when judgment day coming, it's coming. He's coming again. He's coming. And the Bible says his reward is with him. To reward every man according to his works. He's going to be fair with you. He's going to give you a trial. You know, he's going to give everybody a trial. That's what he said, didn't he? He said, open the books and then, you know, you're going to, you hear some of these silly folks up there. Oh, Lord. Amen. Now, many of the Jews came with Mary and they saw what Jesus did. They believed on him. But some of them went to the Pharisees. Now, ain't that something? They went to the Pharisees and said, you know what he did? He out there raising the dead. What are we going to do? Can't be but one king. They're going to take away our nation. They're going to put they thought about all the mess they've been in. If they had to been doing what they was doing, they wouldn't have been in the mess. You know. He said, if we let him alone, praise the Lord, all men going to believe on him. He done changed the whole world. I mean, the whole world done gone after this man. And the Romans shall come and take away both our place and nation. And one of them said, you don't know what you're talking about. Because he was a prophet in that year. And he prophesied that there would be one person. Now, concerning it is expedient for us that one man should die for the people. And that whole nation perish not. And that's where Barnabas come in at. But he didn't speak of himself. But being high priest that year, he prophesied that Jesus would die for that nation. And now these were people that knew the Bible. People that studied the prophecies. But you know, without your heart studying, you ain't getting much done. It comes by revelation. It comes by revelation. There are things in this Bible that you have read yourself many years ago, and all of a sudden, when it revealed, you could be sitting there studying. All of a sudden, you say, oh, because it takes the revelation. But you got to spend time with the Lord to get that revelation. I said, you got to spend time with the Lord like Mary did. Hallelujah. Like Mary was there. The Lord was touched and moved by her crying. It seemed like he wasn't moved by Martha's crying. Now, y'all never thought about that, and I didn't either till the Lord showed me that. He wasn't moving. Martha came crying. That was her brother. Oh, Lord, have you been here? You know, the whole bit. But when Mary came, Mary who devoted herself to him, who washed his feet for his death, who understood a little bit deeper. She understood for real. For real. See, talk is just cheap. Damn, you could give. Well, we won't go in there. We won't go in there. The Jews' Passover 55 was nigh at hand. Many went out of the country up to Jerusalem before the Passover to purify themselves. Ain't that something? Purifying yourself. Oh, mercy. See how we go through all this stuff. It's terrible. Then sought they for Jesus and spake among themselves as they stood in the temple. What think ye? Will he come to the feast? Now both the chief priests and the Pharisees had given a commandment that any man, now listen, if any man knew where he was, they should show it that they may take him. So they're doing all this purifying and going through all these rituals that people do. Children of God, listen. That's more than just going to church every Sunday. Hello. That's more than singing in the choir. More to it. More to it than being at the prayer meetings all the time. That's good. But there has to be a reality in your heart. You got to know in your heart. You got to know. Because the Bible says the truth will make you free. He says the truth going to make you free. You still bound if you don't know the truth. The truth of what? Of the resurrection. Of his death. Of his love for you. God loves us. I say he loves us. And there are things that he brought to me since I've been, I was like this other brother, he said, I've been preaching for 50 years and I just found this out. I said, well, move over. He said, I just found some things. I said, move over. Because there are things that the Lord just opened them. I said, wow, yes. But one thing I know, he loves us. He loves us. He's touched. And he's touched, then you can give it to him. And that then you won't be over sorrowful. Otherwise, you're going to be over sorrowful. You know, mom died, daddy died. You won't make it. You won't make it. I believe Leonard knows his wife passed away. But if you don't know that Jesus will take your problems, you'll be just, you know, lolling all the year. Some people lay down and die. You know, because the companion died. Because you just can't stand that loneliness. You can't stand that separation. But with Jesus, he'll step right in there. He'll be a wife to you. He'll be a mother to you. He'll be a father to you. Everything that you thought you loved so much, he'll be that love. He'll take that place of love. And that's the truth now. He will take that place. Hallelujah. But you got to believe him like that. I said, you got to please stand on your feet. Father, we thank you. And we thought it very fitting of Brother Al called me this morning to take the sacrament. I thought that was really good today. Amen. So we ask the Lord to bow your heads and just talk to the Lord a little bit about things. Amen. You should have been done that before you came, but just in case. Praise the Lord. So you take the sacrament. Listen. Jesus said you do this in remembrance of him. Hallelujah. I said he said you do it in remembrance of him. You want to remember Jesus. Hallelujah. Come up here. And we'll do it together. We'll take the sacrament together. And if it's too many people, we'll pass it out. Because sometimes, let me see, hold it. You think that we need to pass it around? Praise the Lord.